Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. Today's episode, Transition. We'll give a listening ear unto the six subject category entities of basketball transition, known as outlet, break, conversion, reset, playset, and recovery. We'll begin with outlet and how outlets in transition are the initializing point on all transitions from offensive attempts into defensive rebounds onto starting the opposing offensive transition. Outlet, the three subcategory entities of outlet, which we'll visit today, offensive transfer, off-ball awareness, and odd man, encompass a genre of basketball that is not played in all envelopes of all basketball clubs and teams. Transition, which embodies the outlet facility or facilitate for the beginning of the offensive transition. In that outlet, the offensive transfer of the load from offense to defense is where the defenders began the transition by obtaining the rebound from the offensive transfer of the shot attempt on the presupposed shot attempt of the offensive unit. The defender grabs a rebound and pushes the offensive transfer to the outlet. The outlet is usually the guard who has positioned themselves in an oft area of the court where the pass can be easily received and easily initial and beginning the transition. Off-ball awareness in the outlet category is ever most needed for the propers of what the defenders whom are retreating from the offensive set. The off-ball awareness enables the odd man to be a threat in the transition. Off-ball awareness also hones the odd man by pulling in the incidence of what is the offensive occurrence. The odd man, who is usually the rotating wing in a offensive transfer, begins the resetting value in the transition. The odd man also is responsible for finding the soft spot in the defense on the transition. The break in the transition. Three subcategory entities of the break in transition that we visit today: rebounder, lanes and trailers are all facets of the brake that are integral to the offensive transfer in the transition. The rebounder. The rebounder initializes the transition, the break in transition. Where the rebounder is securing the offensive onset to catalyze what is the break. The lanes, which are filled with the off-ball players, are where the scoring threats become enabled for their capacity. The lanes also serve as a structural prerequisite to completing breaks in transition. Lanes which are determined as presets, usually on breaks in transition, give the opening in either one of the four lanes, where that value for the trailer out of the four lanes begins to be more valued in all transitional breaks that come to a null pros in conversion. Conversion, which in transition is usually either a layup or an uncontested jump shot, is most times guaranteed in these three subcategory entities: the shot attempt, the positioning, and the pertinence. The conversion either is going to do two things, one of two things. Conversion is going to add to a lead, or the conversion is going to deduct from a lead. Now, those conversions all have points in the conversion where transitional buckets are the embodiment of the catalyzing break in transition. Those conversions usually start momentous runs or usually stop momentous runs, which is why the shot attempt in conversions is geared and reliable upon where the positionings are in the conversions of where the athletes are on the court. See, the positionings are unspaced and unregulated in structure, then the conversion is probably going to take longer in the possession to form itself for being apparent. Which is why positioning on the shot attempts is most important in running an effective break in transition. Now, the pertinence of the conversion, is the function of either the conversion is going to stop the momentous run or build a momentous run. You know, and that conversational pertinence is ever apparent also in throughout the time of the competition. You know, those conversions in break transition don't always happen, and you have to reset the play out of the transitional break, where a rebound isn't necessary. They'd have to rebound the ball and either dribble to a position on the court where the reset can be initialized, or rebound on the break and kick the ball out to a initializing point on the offensive court where the offense can be initialized. There, the play call is enacted. The reset itself begins a formulation, and the play is implemented. The play call occurs in resets after and only after a kick out from a rebound. That way the play call can have time to structure its play set. Whether the opening in the and the advantage in the offensive possession of the play set is either in one of these three subcategory entities: perimeter, interior, or the wing. The play set, which is either going to be designed for the active man in the perimeter, the active man in the interior, or the active man on the wing. Depending who's hot in previous possessions. The perimeter itself has a value and a function on resets where no other positioning on the court can say or be attributed to. The perimeter, which enables the scoring opportunities through its spacing, has the function of being the concomitance of inertialization in all scoring conversional opportunities in transition. Interior mostly is where the transitional break ends itself in the interior, either attaining a conversion, foul and one, or reset, and be a nature of a reset of possession in transition. Those resets would most likely be geared for the play call to go to the play set in ISO on the wing position, where the active man can have room to work its tank momentum and skill in the course of a competition through the possessional characteristics of the athlete himself. The athlete himself on those play sets undeniably has 50-50% chance of being successful in a possession, where the possession themselves are going to be the determinants of the compositional confidence of the player and how the player themselves would react, how the player themselves would adjust, and how the player themselves would inertialize buckets in transition. Therefore, if the transitional buckets are not available at the present of the possessions, there's recoveries, which are orders of attaining and reestablishing a full fit envelope. Those recoveries in transition, you know, they are recettive in nature, definitely recettive in nature, and exist for the mere existence of a failed transition. That recovery, which these three subcategory entities, persistence, determination, and resilience in the transition, is the overlying skyline in what we call winners and losers. Recovery makes the difference in being set apart in game time occurrence. Recovery makes the establishings of leads, and recovery also makes the embodiment of comebacks. How so? Through persistence, determination, and resilience. Persistence in recovery, be it thou they transitional break fails and reset and play call play sets are a dare. The persistence of recovery fills that void. The persistence gives new life unto transitionals which have been reset, and the determination to transfer the offensive conversion in the reset is the main ingredient. Resilience in recovery of transitional breaks is the scoring mechanism used to convert and be resounding in the recovery. What recovery enables through persistence, determination, and resilience are effective transitional breaks. We've come to the end of the episode, Transition, and how to perform outlets, breaks, conversions, resets, play sets, and recoveries in transition. And I'd like to leave you tonight with this last thought. I may recover in the break to reset a play set in transition from the outlet for my conversion. In that convertive nature of occurrence in transition, my awareness, will it bring me the and one off a shot attempt? Fortune Sarah from basketball, signing off. Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. 1-1. All day. All night. May your play be your way. Twiggy twee.